Hello, hi, can I help you today? Hi there. Thanks for picking up. I'm just testing out your voice AI service to see what you offer. Could you tell me a bit about your main features and how your platform stands out? Hey, Douglas, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today? Hi, Mary. Everything's going great here. Thanks for asking. Just exploring your voice AI capabilities today. So could you share what makes your service unique? Like, what cool things can it do that might surprise me? Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha AI. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like SME Plumbers. Have you heard our name tossed around? Oh, hey, Mary from Dasha AI. I've definitely heard your name pop up a bit in the AI space. You folks seem to have a pretty solid reputation. Could you tell me more about how your platform helps companies like SME Plumbers? What kind of results do they see? Well, I'm a manager on Dasha AI's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now, I'm curious, in your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth? Ah, thanks for the heads up about the audio. No worries, I'm all ears. Lead generation can be tricky, especially getting quality leads that actually convert. Revenue growth often feels tied to how well we engage prospects early on. How exactly does your AI handle those human-level conversations to boost results? Tell me more about getting quality leads that actually convert. Sure thing. Getting quality leads that convert means connecting with prospects who are genuinely interested and ready to take the next step. Our AI engages them naturally, asking the right questions and addressing concerns just like a skilled human rep would. This way, it filters out tire kickers and focuses on real opportunities, saving time and boosting conversion rates. Curious, does that sound like something your team could use? Now, I'm curious, let's say it's 12 months from now and you used our service and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like? I love that forward-thinking question. 12 months from now, I'd imagine your AI is seamlessly handling a big chunk of lead conversations, quickly identifying hot prospects and passing them on to sales. Your team's closing more deals with less effort, and revenue is climbing steadily. Plus, you're probably seeing better customer insights from those natural conversations. Sounds like a win-win, right? What part excites you most about that vision? What do you mean by your team closing more deals with less effort and revenue climbing steadily? Why is that important to you? Great question. What I mean is your AI takes on the repetitive, time-consuming parts of lead qualification so your sales team can focus on closing deals instead of chasing cold leads. That means they work smarter, not harder, which usually leads to more sales and higher revenue. It's important because it boosts efficiency and growth without burning out your team. Does that align with what you're aiming for? Tell me more about boosting efficiency and growth without burning out your team. Absolutely. Boosting efficiency means your team spends less time on tedious tasks like cold calling or sorting through unqualified leads. Instead, they focus on meaningful conversations that actually move deals forward. Growth happens because your sales pipeline stays full with high-quality prospects. And by reducing burnout, your team stays motivated and productive longer. No one likes feeling overwhelmed, right? How does that sound for your business? Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now? Right now, a big challenge is juggling enough quality leads while keeping the sales team motivated and not overwhelmed. Also, sometimes follow-ups slip through the cracks because there's just too much to handle manually. It feels like there's room for smarter automation to take some weight off. Does your AI help with managing follow-ups too? What are all the ways juggling leads and follow-ups slipping through the cracks are affecting the business right now? Good point. When leads and follow-ups slip through, it means missed opportunities. Potential customers might go to competitors instead. It also puts extra pressure on the sales team, leading to stress and lower morale. Over time, that can slow down growth and hurt revenue. So keeping everything on track is really key to staying competitive. Does that sound familiar? Can you go a bit deeper on the extra pressure on the sales team and how that impacts things? Absolutely. When the sales team is juggling too many leads and follow-ups, it can feel like a constant scramble, leading to stress and burnout. That pressure can cause mistakes like missed calls or rushed conversations, which hurt customer experience. Over time, it lowers motivation and productivity, making it harder to hit targets. So easing that load with smart automation can really make a difference. Does that resonate with what you've seen? Wow. It sounds like juggling too many leads and follow-ups is causing stress, missed opportunities, and burnout for your sales team. And I think we can really help you with this. So I'm going to schedule a demo.